At this point, we're going to continue with today's MAC Football Coaches conference call, and we're pleased to have joined Ohio head coach Frank Solich. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine, Ken. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for your time. Congratulations for you and a monumental, historic night at Bowling Green with that 66-24 victory and for you becoming the all-time winningest coach in MAC history. So congratulations to you. And just talk about that special night.
Well, I thought our ball club played really well for most of the game, and I think offensively for the entire game. But in saying that, obviously we're trying to win out and trying to get bowl eligible, and as you know, our philosophy and a lot of schools' philosophies are taking it one game at a time, and that's what we were all about. We weren't really zeroed in on the 111th win, but I will say this: it's certainly a tribute to our players present, players past here during that time frame that I and we were here. It's certainly a tribute to our coaches for what they've gotten accomplished over the course of time, and everybody really associated with the program, from guys in. Internally here, director of football operations and the academic people, the trainers, the doctors, just there's so many people involved that, you just look at it as being a win that encompassed so many people. And when you're fortunate to be around good people, you have a chance to get some things done.
Well, congratulations to you, Frank, and certainly I'm sure you're very humble in your comments, but congratulations to you and what you've meant to Ohio University football and Mid-American Conference football as well. Looking ahead to the transition, and you got one more road game in the regular season with contest Tuesday night at Akron. When you look at film of the Zips, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, obviously they're a football team that they've gotten better, and I really admire their coaches and their players for what they've been all about in terms of being able to get prepared for the next game, even though they're coming off at this point in time a winless season so far. You can see their progress, lost to Miami by 3 points and a hard-fought physical football game. The last time we were up there, got beat by them, and so we know the challenges that lie ahead. Certainly, you look at Cato and his ability from the offensive side of it as their quarterback, has the ability to beat you in the throwing game as well as the running game. He's a great scrambler. A guy that has been special for their program. Defensively, you look at John Lako, their linebacker. I think he's certainly one of the very best in the league, and so they have talent, and their coaches have kept them playing hard and believing in themselves. And so it'll be a real challenge.
And despite not having the preseason goals accomplished for your Bobcats with regards to an Ohio East Division, but you still have a tremendous amount to play for and that opportunity for bowl eligibility and continuing on with the season. So the carrot is there for your Bobcats with this game against the Zips.
Yeah, I think that's right. There's still certainly things for us to play for, but you know what? Every game that comes up, whether there's something on the horizon that has a carrot out there, it should not make a difference. You play the game because you love the game, and you love getting ready for each game. And this team has been special along those lines, and so I love the way they have come out and practice every week even after some very, very disappointing losses. They've been a special team in that regard, and they've continued to practice that way throughout the course of this season, and I'm so proud of them. It's one of the best teams I've been associated with in terms of practice habits and wanting to get better and not letting things get them down. So, you know, obviously there is a chance to get bowl eligible in the B500, and so those are all things that that are in front there for us. But, you know, we play each game as they come to win, and that's enough. We don't need carrots in front of us, so we'll see how this one goes. We know that the quality of the opponent and their coaches will have them ready. It'll be a tough football game.
And for your Bobcats, coming off that Ghent contest last week with a season-high 342 yards rushing and certainly the season-high 5 takeaways defensively, two great ingredients for getting ready for that next contest, isn't it?
Yeah, the turnovers came in bunches in that game, and you know, which has not been the case for us throughout the course of the year. We've been very poor in winning the turnover ratio in games, and that has caused us to be where we're at in terms of losing some very close ball games. So, you know, we feel we're the kind of football team, if we can muster up some turnovers and keep them turning the ball over, that, you know, we have the qualities there in our team that will enable us to have a chance to win ball games. And so, you know, that's our goal, is to try to win the turnover ratio and you know, execute with excellent technique and play physical football. If you do those things, you're usually in a football game.
Well, Frank, I appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Akron. Again, congratulations on your victory last week, and we want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow, and certainly to you and your entire family and program, a happy Thanksgiving later this week.
Thank you. Same thing to you, Dan, and the rest of the people in the MAC. Hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Frank, again for Frank Solich and the Ohio Bobcats coming off the 66-24 win at Bowling Green last week. Again, in that contest, running back O'Shawn Allison rumbled for a career-high 175 yards and 3 touchdowns. And defensively, the Bobcats forced 5 turnovers in that victory. For Ohio, they will be at Akron this coming Tuesday, tomorrow night, November 26th. That game is 6 p.m. Eastern kickoff on ESPN+.